Please welcome Million Dollar Club earners, Kim and Jim Mason. Are you there?
We are.
Thank you very much, Ruth. Thanks for introducing us onto the call. It's going to be a great call. Get your pens and paper ready and make a couple texts to bring some new people on the call.
We're very, very excited to be on the call tonight. I know you were expecting Brian. Brian had a delay in his flight, so he asked us if we could hop on and hopefully share some stuff with you guys that you'll find of value. We don't take this lightly. We know that people are coming here to learn, so we hope we can deliver and at least give you something that can help you take your business this week and really, really explode it. I heard you talking, Bear, about all of the trainings coming up, and I think that's one of the neatest things about Ambit. No matter where you're at, wherever you live, wherever you are in the United States, there's always something that you can plug into and basically do or be what we call get fed. You can get the information it needs to get your business started. I know there are a ton of new people joining Ambit Energy and coming on board, getting their business started. So I can't think of anything better than getting plugged into one of the trainings. I think the one training that I want to focus on here a little bit before we talk about what we want to share tonight is Power Trip. And I know you mentioned that there, but Power Trip is coming right up around the corner. It is November 13th and 14th. And for those of up in the Northeast, we're thrilled because for the first time, this event is actually happening up in Albany. You can find out about Power Trip if you go to ambitpowertrip.com. I'll say that again, ambitpowertrip.com. If you go there, you're going to see that this is an event that not only are the top 11 income earners the ones who are going to be speaking and training at this event, but you'll also have Chris and Jerry there. And for those of you who have never really gotten a chance to look into the hearts and souls of these two men, this is your opportunity. They will be coming in on Friday night, and they do this every time we have Power Trip. It's twice a year. One will be in Dallas and one's in the Northeast. And they actually sit up on stage and they answer our questions. I'm not talking like a half hour of time with these two amazing individuals. It's an hour to 2.5 hours. They sit there and they answer our questions until they are done. And when you go and you listen to these two guys answer questions randomly pulled, not solicited, not planned, from the audience, you begin to realize that this is a real business. This business will get from your heart or from your head straight to your heart, and you're going to know like you know like you know that you've got your hands on the real deal here. Ask yourself this. When is there, have you heard of a $1.5 billion company out there anywhere in the country, and then the people who are working that business are able to get up close and personal with the CEO and the chief marketing officer? And that's when you'll realize what we've got going on here with Ambit is really something special. This is something that you can sink your teeth into and really focus on and not only change your life, but change countless other people's lives. So, again, the tickets for that can be purchased at ambitpowertrip.com. And what we're going to do here, Bear, I asked Brian, and he said he thought this was a good idea. I just want to bring on two individuals here for just a second because I can talk till I'm blue in the face about how powerful Power Trip is. Jim and I have never missed a single Power Trip. They've been pivotal trainings in our business. And our goal every time we went was to bring people with us. And that was not an easy goal because we're up here in the Northeast and every Power Trip so far has been down there in Texas. But I wanted to bring in two executive consultants that are smoking it. I mean, their businesses are exploding. They're putting people in every single day, and they always go to Power Trip.
If you truly want to learn how to build this business, that's what they teach you at Power Trip. And Brian McClure he's always such a thoughtful host. He puts thought into every aspect of his trainings, from what we're going to eat to the hotels that he picks. He always tries to get a venue that's not too expensive. He's always keeping the new consultant in mind when he puts these trainings on. But, you know, we get a power-packed Ambit presentation that they give us the night before, a business presentation, and then we get the best training that I've seen in the company anywhere at Power Trip. And then, like Carter Mook said earlier on the 8:30 call, it's the meeting after the meeting. You guys, when you go down there, you're gonna see nurses, doctors, police officers, people that come from every walk of life that are doing Ambit Energy. And what What I take away mainly from Power Trip is that it doesn't matter what you do. If you work Ambit and get trained the right way at Power Trip, this business will retire most people somewhere between 2 and 4 years. And, you know, for anybody that's wondering, should I go? If you're really serious about your Ambit business, yes, you should go. In most other network marketing or any business that anyone would ever do, there's such a large investment, or maybe you have to buy so much products or whatever. In this business, you don't have to buy anything. So why not take that money and spend it on your education and your training? And I promise you, you will not be sorry for going to Power Trip.
Thank you, Mike, so much for sharing that. I hope you guys heard what he said. He said, you know, if you're serious and you go and you get the training there, 2 to 4 years, you can retire with what you're doing right now, if that's your goal. And for many, many people, they are tired of their job, and this truly is a spectacular training to help you do that. So thanks, Mike, for sharing. I know you're going to be there with a lot of teammates. I know you're really excited. We're going to bring on one more gentleman, guys. Just listen to what he has to say. He's been at every Power Trip, I think, since he's gotten in the business. I don't think he would miss it ever, and his team is exploding because of that. So let's see if executive consultant Rick Fall is on the call.
Kim, I'm here. Can you hear me okay? I'm getting a little bit of static. I don't know if it's your line or mine.
I can hear you. You're a little bit staticky, like Mike was a little bit staticky, so maybe if you just move to a different part of your house.
Yeah, we're having a bad storm up here, so I don't know if it's going to get any better. I'm outside now. Is that any better, Kim?
A little bit. We'll just talk deliberately and slowly, and I think the message will come across loud and clear.
Okay. First of all, thanks for having me on. It's an honor to be on this call. And you're right, I've never missed a Power Trip. You and Jim and Kurt just to go. I remember going with Steve Sunday, the first Power Trip. Sitting there, actually, John Maxwell was invited to come to that Power Trip, and it was a life-changing experience for me. And these events, you know, you talk about ambition, and I heard everybody talking about Simulcast and Bear promoting Richard and Mary's events, and they're all fantastic events, and you got to get to every one of them. There's no doubt if you're going to be the leader in the business, going to these events and promoting these events is what's going to produce the results you want and be able to retire you, like Mike said, in 2 to 4 years. But Power Trip, as you know, has a special, special place in my heart. I've never missed one, would never miss one, and it's actually what we got to promote the executive consultants on a Power Trip, and we had all five of our senior consultants with us in Dallas. So if you're up here in the north, if you're in Dallas, California, Chicago, you should be there, but if you're in the northeast, anywhere in the northeast state, you have to be there. It's a no-brainer for you guys to get your teams and full force. You got to sleep on, you know, 5-6 people in a hotel room, sleep in your car like Brian used to do when he went to training. Whatever it takes, you got to get on the Whatever It Takes program to get to training. When you hear Chris and Jerry in the room, there's going to be 2,000 people there Friday night, I'm sure. And Chris and Jerry are going to give their State of the Union basic speeches of where Ambit's going and where it's been. And they're going to answer every question. That's unbelievable. Can you imagine Bill Gates or Donald Trump or any of these guys answering every question, unfiltered, CEO, chief marketing officer, answering every question from the field, from marketing consultant, regional teams? They've never not answered one question. It's the most amazing event you're going to be, and it's in Albany this year, guys. There's no chance you shouldn't be there. If you're in this call, I'm in the Northeast, you need to get to Power Trip.
Thank you very much, Rick. I can hear that passion in your voice. And, you know, you do not have to go to Power Trip to be successful, but I don't know anybody who's successful in Ambit Energy that has not gone and continue to go to Power Trip. So we strongly recommend you guys get that on your calendar. Like Rick said, do whatever it takes to make it happen. And I challenge everybody who's a plane ticket away to hop on a plane and get to Power Trip as well, because everybody in the Northeast has been doing that for the last 7-8 years. They've been hopping on planes and coming down to Power Trip out there. So we'll do our best to try to deliver some snow for you. Maybe you'll get lucky and you can see some snow if you're flying in from California or Texas. But come on down, guys, and I think you'll absolutely love that. I would be remiss if I also did not mention simulcast. Simulcast happens once a year. It's a corporate-sponsored event. This year, the live venues for simulcast will be in Utica, New York, and Dallas, Texas. I just expect everybody on the call is probably registered for that or will be registered for that within the next week, because you can attend that event live or you can watch it live stream. So if you're saying to yourself, it's in the Northeast, it's the middle of end of January, there's no way I'm driving anywhere, I'm not going to go, well, that's fine. Then you sit at home and you can watch it, you know, from the comfort of your own home in your PJs on your computer. It's a live stream event. Or you can get together with a group of people, like I know last year in Pittsburgh, they all got together at the beautiful, beautiful venue, and they all watched it together, which put a lot of excitement. Same thing happened up here in Western New York, and there were pockets all over the country where people were just pulling together and watching it live stream. If you watch this event or attend it in person, you get the attendee-only bonus promotions. Guys, those are amazing. We are still reaping the benefits of the attendee-only bonus promotion from those of us that attended Ambition, because those that attended Ambition now are getting double, triple, whereas those that did not are getting 50% bonus. This is something that makes it worthwhile to get registered and watch it one way or the other. And, guys, we are fired up and excited about Simulcast because Chris Chambliss announced that the announcements that we're going to hear at Simulcast this year are going to be better, bigger, larger than the announcements we had at Ambition. We're talking about a possible couple other states and a whole bunch of other neat things being offered to those of us. You're going to get to hear it all firsthand for Simulcast. You register for Simulcast from your Power Zone. There's a banner scrolling across the top. You just click on it, it takes you to the registration site, or just go to the events tab and you can register right there. But those are the two big, big pushes for the main events that are coming up. Whatever you do, try to attend them. This is a real business that you've bought into here. And I never want to hear people say, well, it's just a $25 business, because in our eyes, this is a $400,000 business or more. I mean, there are people who come on board with Ambit, and for $429 or now during open enrollment, they're making more money with their Ambit Energy businesses than they were making with franchise model businesses. I'm talking Tim Hortons, Starbucks, Subway. They bought into franchises, and they found that they can make more money with Ambit at a $429 investment or now open enrollment investment than they can make with a blood, sweat, and tears investment like a traditional franchise-type model business. And it's events like Power Trip and events like Simulcast and all the multiple trainings that are happening all across the country that will help you take your business to whatever level you want to take it to. These events are not just, you know, put out there randomly just to hope people just might catch something from it. They're put out there with a lot of heart and soul and thought that goes into it, so that what you guys experience, what we all experience when we go there, is earth-shattering. It's life-moving. It really helps you take your business and project it onward. And what we wanted to touch bases on a little bit tonight was personal development or being better. How can you be more successful in your Ambit business and in your life? And this event, Power Trip, really hones in on the not necessarily the mechanical side of our business. You can learn the mechanics of Ambit Energy by just going to Ambit University and watching the training videos there. Go to topambitleaders.com. Everybody should spend to that site, and you can look at the mechanics of our business. There's videos right on the landing page that will show you what we do in Ambit Energy. And I sometimes pause and I step back and I realize this is a really simple, simple business. What we do is you're going to enroll yourself as a customer if you can, and you're going to teach someone else to do the same, and then you're going to repeat. The mechanics of our business are really, really easy, but this business isn't one on the mechanical side. It's one on the mental side. It's one on the thought process side. It's one on how you handle the stuff that comes at you, not just in this business, but in life. And that's what you're going to get at Power Trip. You're going to get a heavy dose of the thought process side of this business, the emotional side, the side that's going to make you move mountains. And this is what we're talking about when we talk about how to be better. And there's some things, I've got a couple little points on how you can make your life better and you can make Ambit better. So the one thing I want to focus on is just, for number one, just ask an unscripted question. because our business is a business or a job of talking to strangers. So when you're talking to strangers and you're talking to people, why not learn something about them? An unscripted question might be something like, you know, it comes kind of out of the blue, like, where did you grow up from? Or what made you move to Boston? You don't have to come up with anything really deep or a really, really important question. Just one that kind of lets you make what we call a human connection. Make a note of what you've learned about that person. And then see if you can keep that conversation going with this new person you met for more than two sentences. And by the time you're done, you should be able to walk away from somebody that you've met. And instead of saying, this was a middle-aged guy I met at a gas station, you might say something like, this was a 46-year-old mortician who's fed up with his funeral business and loves fly fishing. Because by asking those unscripted questions, you're going to learn about that person. You're going to be more able to relate to the person, and it's going to help you have a never-ending list. Just ask random questions. When you're at a nurse's office, ask the nurse who's checking your blood pressure a random question. Ask a question to your neighbor next door, and you'll begin to realize that these are real people, and you can make a human connection with them. You'll discover the unexpected, and then this machine begins to feel less like a machine and more like a life. So that's one way that you can get better. The second thing you can do to be better, to be a better person, is just don't complain. We all know what it feels like to be tired and to be beaten down in life. And when you find yourself in situations where everybody around you is, all they're doing is talking negative stuff, and then that gravity is towards the litany of all the woes that are around you, just resist it. Just pull yourself out of it. Just be prepared when that happens next time to jump in and discuss something positive, maybe an idea you just read about, an interesting situation you just came across, the new consultant who just made their first invitation. Just say something positive by not complaining, by not joining into the conversation. You actually become the beacon of light, and you can be someone that actually touches someone and makes their life better. And the third thing I like to say to promote change is, try to be cognizant of your surroundings and where you're at. And we oftentimes say that to become aware of what's around you, just count something. And I know that sounds silly, but if you count something that has interest to you, whether it's ambit related or maybe related to your career or related to your life, you're going to find that you'll be able to affect a positive change. Like maybe you want to count how many people you made eye contact with today when you said hello. And you can look to see whether or not they made eye contact back with you and start consciously counting that. And you'll begin to see what in your countenance, what in your behavior is eliciting a positive response from people or a negative response. And then you can begin to change based on this counting. You'll be able to become more aware. Maybe count how many people answer the phone when you call them on Sunday versus on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and you'll begin to recognize the patterns when it's best to call people. This is really just about learning to be more aware of what's going on around you. Then the fourth thing I like to talk about in regards to being better is write something. I'm not saying this like to be intimidating at all. It really makes no difference if you write a few sentences or you write a paragraph or you write a blog or more. Just write a small observation each day about your world. Maybe you'll do it in a journal. But this activity lets you step back and kind of think through a problem, kind of think through what's happened in your life today. It allows you to be more of an active participant in what's going on in your life. I love this thought, and this is the thought that I had. I found this. It said, the published word is a declaration of membership into a community and also a willingness to contribute something meaningful to it. So maybe you're just contributing to your own life by writing in your journal. You get to choose your audience. Just write something. Just become an active participant in what's going on in your life. And then the last thing for betterment that I like to focus on is change. And Jim said this the other day. We were traveling and we were in a hotel room, and he stepped out into the bedroom part of the hotel room, and he just looked up and he said, if you don't change, you won't change. And that was all he said. And we're like, wow, that's pretty profound. Where did that come from? He goes, I don't know, but if you don't change, you won't change. And that's what this is about. Life is in motion. It's constantly moving, constantly evolving. You also have to be fluid. There's a great little book It's called Who Moved My Cheese. I recommend you read that all. Brian gave that to all of us to read one time, and it's a simple little story about being flexible and changing as life gets changed from underneath your feet, because sometimes you don't have control of the direction that your life is going unless you change and you move with it. So just be willing to try things differently, especially if what you're doing isn't working. So those are some of the things that I can think that can help to make your life better in AMBIT, your life better in your relationships with the people around you. And then, of course, by attending the events, you're also going to have great, great, powerful, positive change. I know Jim wants to share a couple thoughts with you now, so I'm going to pass the phone over to him.
Hello, everyone. I appreciate everybody being on the call and taking a few minutes on Sunday night to kind of collect their thoughts as we go into a new week. And I do realize the importance of these calls and certainly the impact that they have on people's business and primarily their attitude as they set about the work of the week and settle back into the routine. When we were, Brian texted while we were in a little get-together with a small group of people over in Edinburgh today, and we had the privilege of visiting and working with his team with Jeff Kraft and Robin Green. And they had pulled it together along with Carter Mook and Josie and the team so that represents Mike Burrows and Jake and Ensign and that team. And again, it was just a group, you know, that decided not to do the regular things on a Sunday afternoon. They could have been anywhere, and they all had lists of things to do. And it was interesting. Brian realized that he wasn't going to be on the call. And right in the middle of what we were talking about, he asked us to talk about the very same thing. And interestingly enough, as we promote and edify the function that Brian puts on, we realize the impact that it's had in our businesses over the few years that we've been in business. And it was interesting when we went the very first couple of times, we didn't know what to expect. And I've seen an evolution, not just in the people that come there, but the information that's available. And Brian has always given us these, what he calls silver bullets. In other words, these little thought processes to wrap ourselves around as we move through the business. Well, I've seen it in all the leadership. The mechanics are so readily available for everybody. And what people have come to realize is this business rises and falls, not just on leadership, but personal development within those leaders. And there's a tremendous amount of information out there. And it does boil down and condense after a while to some pretty common themes. And one of the most important things, I think, is obviously attitude. And in our conversations that we had today with the team we were working with, I went back to something that we kind of instilled around our own home. And we have little notes all over our house. And we're in the office down here it has some remnants of our daughter's bedroom. And one of the things was a poster that talks about attitude. And it says, attitude is one of the most important attributes that one can internalize. The longer I live, the more I realize the impact of attitude on life. Attitude to me is more important than the past, education, money, and circumstances. It's more important than failure or success. It's more important than what other people think, say, or do. It's more important than appearance, giftedness, or skill. It will make or break a company, a church, or a home. The remarkable thing about attitude is that we have a choice every day regarding our attitude and what we will embrace for that day. We can't change our past. We can't change the fact that people will act in a certain way. We cannot change the inevitable. We can only play the one string that we have, and that's our attitude. It goes on to say that I'm convinced that life is 10% what happens to me and 90% of how I react to it. So it is in with you. We are in charge of our attitude. It was interesting. We got together with another group of people yesterday afternoon, and it got a little bit late. And, I mean, we're used to kind of a second shift work schedule here with the meetings and the meetings after the meetings. And quite often we find ourselves coming in, you know, a little bit later in the evening. And I want to just mention a little bit of this thing called discipline. We're fortunate we have a little bit of a remodeling project going on at our house here. and we were trying to get ready to be ready for the gentleman that was going to be at our house. And we had company, so the house was, you know, cleaned up and not exactly ready for contractors to show up and begin working in the kitchen. Well, the guests left, and a few of them stayed over, and it got late, and pretty soon it was 2 o'clock in the morning. Now, we had a great time. The time zoomed by, and it was bedtime. About 2:30, I crawled into bed, and Kim was, you know, almost ready to go to sleep, and she kept saying, turn off the light. And I got my book out, and I was getting ready to read. And it's not discipline when it's a habit. It's not discipline. It's just what you do. It's who you are. And I almost got the phone and sent out a little group text and asked the question, how many of you read before you went to bed? Because at 2 o'clock, I was going to read at least something. I was going to read if I had to stand up to read, because it's what I do. It's not what I think about doing. It's not what I wish I'd done. It's what I do. And I finished the book that I was reading last night, and I got to share some of that book today with a couple people whose heart was really hurting. And what I learned from the book, I could immediately put into use. I could use it, and I could create value. And it was really interesting. As we learn about personal development, we make ourselves more valuable. We become better. And I wrote a phrase down. It's, we create value beyond the basics by providing more value to others. And we can do that by immersing ourselves in personal development. Now, it's not just reading. It's about surrounding ourselves with people who have good attitudes, because we are a measure of the people we surround ourselves with. As I began this journey, the books that I read were basics in how I raised myself from failure to success in selling. Everything I need to know I learned in kindergarten. They were real fundamental books on people skills. They were almost like the mechanics of the business. It's interesting. I think Mike mentioned we don't have products in this business. It's interesting that we almost do have products. Our society produces a product. Our school system produces a product. And Ambit Energy produces a product. We have a lot of meetings. We have a lot of training. And in that, we produce a product. We produce a thought process that we go out into society and we help other people begin to understand personal development. That's the product, each and every one of us. So if you think about it, we're in a process of learning or unlearning a lot of who we've become. Jim Rohn says in one of his books, we are where we are in life because of who we are. And if you're not willing to change that, you're going to be right where you are. I want to talk a little bit about Ben Franklin. He's mentioned in a lot of the books. And what he proposes in that is the ability to change in a short period of time. It's called the Ben Franklin Challenge. And what he proposes over a 21-day period is to make a list of 15 things that you're aware of in yourself. And what he says is to have an honest conversation with yourself, with someone who has a vested interest in you. And sometimes it's not your best friend, and sometimes it's not your family. Sometimes it's somebody who can look at you honestly and objectively enough and tell you like it is. And for the next 21 days, take a few things that they've done or that they've suggested, and for 21 days, focus on each and every one of those, or on one of those things, and then at the end of that, take a look at some of the other things on the list and focus on one of those things for the next 21 days. And what you're going to have to do is you begin to try to change the things about yourself that make you who you are and prevent you from becoming who you want to be, is to be honest with yourself. Leave reminder notes around you. Those attitude notes were literally in each of our kids' rooms. They were in the garage where I worked every day. They were on the mirror where I got dressed in the morning, because I was trying really hard to overcome the challenges of the daily grind of my business. I was trying to have a good attitude in spite of what my business was. And I can say on one hand, I had a great business that provided us for a lot of years, and I tackled it with enthusiasm for 25 years. So what I want to suggest to everybody, it's not just a reading program. It's an honest assessment of who you are in life because of who you are in life and who you want to become. And I would say that the thing that stops us more than anything is fear. And we had this conversation last night with that small group of people. The fear that you have won't keep what you currently have, but it will prevent you from becoming who you might have been. And that's really important. So as you look at yourself with an honest assessment, it's not just the books you read, the people you hang around. It's a commitment to discipline yourself on a daily basis to be objective enough without beating yourself up to change how you think, who you are, and put an honest goal about where you want to be. So I'd encourage everybody to get involved in that. Look on the internet, look under TED Talks, and look under personal development. Look on YouTube, and if you can, get some Brené Brown stuff. B-R-E-N-E, Brené Brown. She looks at the psychological impact of who we are and can give you some deeper insights about fear and how we can grow better. TED Talks, YouTube, and some personal mentorship with people who will challenge your thought process. I'm going to turn this back over to Kim. I encourage everybody to plug into Power Trip. It was one of the most life-changing events for us and our team, and I think it's a big part of what shaped our thought process that created the success with our team.
I hope you guys found some of that information useful. And the neatest thing about this business and about life is when you look at the leaders, when you look at Brian McClure, you look at Chris Atkinson, you look at Ray Monty, I mean, they're still growing and learning and teaching all of us how to grow and how to learn. I know that Chris and Debbie sought out mentorship on how to be more effective and better speakers. Everybody thinks they're awesome speakers as it is, yet they still wanted to make themselves better and, you know, reach out how to even become more effective. Brian McClure, you know, John Maxwell, he's studied John Maxwell. He's always trying to make himself better and in turn make us better. So hope that you find this helpful. And Bear, is there anything else you'd like us to add or any other thing you think we missed? Thank you so much for opening up the call tonight and having us on the call. We applaud you for being there each and every week. You're like a consistent source of betterment in all of our lives. If there's anything else you want us to address?
Well, I appreciate that. No, I think you covered it pretty well, especially starting off talking about Power Trip and Simulcast. I am looking forward to being at Power Trip as well. I've never missed one. I'm looking forward to being in Albany. And believe it or not, even though I live in Texas, I kind of hope we do get to see a little snow because we usually have two seasons in Texas. It's either hot or it's getting hot. So a little snow would be nice.
Quickly, Bear.
Jim says that will pass quickly if you hang around up here in the north a little bit more.